Howard, guess what?
What, dear?
We won first prize in the Minneapolis Stars getaway game.
No kidding. What does that mean?
It means we get a $1,000 vacation or $1,000 cash.
Hey, we can finally go to Mexico.
We can finally get a new washer and dryer.
I can see the sun setting behind mountains of tortillas.
I can see me never going to the laundromat again.
Margaritas.
Four cycles.
Sangria.
Spin dry.
Ole.
Play the getaway game every evening in the Minneapolis Star. Over $20,000 in prizes. And this week, Dayton's is offering savings on a bright collection of sundresses for children. You'll find styles and sizes for all the young ladies in your family, from toddlers to preteens. Come look over Dayton's delightful sundress selection at these cool and comfortable sale prices. There's a super variety of styles, colors, and ever-blooming prints, beautifully trimmed with ribbons and lace. It's a great time to stock up on spring and summer dressing and dresses. The Children's Sundress Sale at all Dayton stores, now through Saturday.
Seattle takes two from the Twins. Michigan takes two from the Gophers. Bob Forsch pitches a no-hitter. This is Ray Christensen. The sports is brought to you by Ray Elliott Buick, the big-volume, low-overhead, exclusive Minneapolis dealer downtown at University and East Hennepin. The Seattle Mariners ended an eight-game losing streak with a double win over the Twins, 8-5 and 7-2. The Mariners jumped on Roger Erickson for four runs in the first inning in the opener. Erickson lasted until the fifth. It wasn't his day. Butch Weininger agrees that Erickson was by no means as effective as his first two starts.
No, I'd say no. He didn't seem to have velocity on the fastball that he's had in two previous occasions. He was getting his ball up a lot today. He wasn't keeping it down like he has his last two games, so he wasn't quite as effective. I don't know if he was nervous a little bit or if he just, just one of those off days for him.
In the second game, Seattle knocked out Dave Johnson with a five-run third. The Twins got 13 hits in each game to Seattle's 10 in each game, but the Mariners won both of them, 8-5 and 7-2. Today, Oakland. Paul Thormuth's guard for the Twins, 105 airtime on CCO. Other games in the American League, Detroit edged Toronto 4-3. Boston completed a three-game sweep of Texas, winning 8-6. Dick Tedrow and Sparky Lyle combined on a five-hitter as the Yankees shut out Chicago 3-0. Baltimore split with Chicago, with Milwaukee, rather. Baltimore beating the Brewers 7-5 as Lee May hit two home runs, and then Milwaukee coming back to win 8-2. Larry Heisel hit his fourth home run in that one. Kansas City won its sixth straight, 2-1 over Cleveland. And the winning run scored on an error in the 11th inning as California edged Oakland 2-1. In the National League, Montreal 4, the Mets 1, Ross Grimsley a four-hitter. The Cubs 5, Pittsburgh 1, Rick Ruschel a five-hitter. Bob Forsch pitched a no-hitter through just 94 pitches as St. Louis beat Philadelphia 5-0. Rick Roden shut out Atlanta, Los Angeles 8-0 in that one. 40-year-old Willie McCovey hit his 495th career home run as San Francisco beat San Diego 8-4. And Enos Cabell's 13th inning single drove in the winning run as Houston beat Cincinnati 4-3 in 13 innings. Michigan took two from the Gophers in college baseball, giving the Big Ten favorites a 4-0 start to the Big Ten season. Michigan won a well-played opener 3-2, then took a dreadfully played second game 13-7. Minnesota wound up 1-3 for the opening weekend. If you have put off that delightful decision to buy Buick this year, now's the time to make your deal with Ray Elliott Buick. The second anniversary sale is just starting. Now you get big selection. Elliott's Buick warehouse is loaded with 400 Buicks to choose from. There's an engine choice, a model choice, and a price choice to please just about any car buyer. Appraisals on trade-in cars are good right now because of the big demand for used cars. Over at Ray Elliott's place at University and East Hennepin, anniversary sales are a big tradition since Swanberg and Chiefy started them during their 71 years with Buick. You'll find that Ray Elliott discounts the prices in order to achieve the extra big volume, too. Compare the features, the comfort, the performance, the economy of 1978 Buicks with any other car. You'll be ahead with a Buick from Ray Elliott and enjoy the pride and the luxury that comes with your Buick. Everything is in your favor during the big Buick anniversary sale at Ray Elliott Buick University and East Hennepin. In the NBA playoffs, the Western Conference first round came to an end as Seattle beat Los Angeles 111-102 to take that series 2-1. In the East, the quarterfinals got underway. These are best of seven, and these were the first games. Philadelphia 130, New York 90, San Antonio 114, Washington 103. In the WHA playoffs, New England 4, Edmonton 1, Houston 4, Quebec 3 in overtime, and Winnipeg beat Birmingham 8-3. Gary Player did it again. He was trailed by 7 strokes, just as he had in the Masters tournament. Player came back to win the Carlsbad, California tournament, finishing with a 67, a total of 281, taking it by 2 strokes. This is Ray Christensen. The Morning News continues from WCCO, St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830.
NSP presents another in a series of hints on how you can save valuable energy.
Washers and dryers. Sometimes it seems like we're chained to them, especially with kids in the family. And now, with rising energy costs, they deserve even more thought. Here are some energy hints to keep things under control in the laundry room. Wash and dry only full loads if you can. Use cool water when fabrics allow. Don't overwash or overdry. Use the shortest possible cycles to do the job. Normally, an 8 to 10 minute washing and drying cycle does the trick. Oh, incidentally, overdrying can shrink, wrinkle, and wear out clothes prematurely. And getting your old enemy lint out of your dryer will help it operate most efficiently. Consider doing some laundry at night to cut down on the daytime electrical load. We hope that some of these ideas will help you save energy with 2 appliances, your washer and dryer.
Listen for other energy-saving tips from NSP, because the world is changing.
The temperature is 6 Celsius, 43 Fahrenheit. The time is exactly 7:30 Central Standard Time. Around the nation and the world this hour, this Monday morning, April 17th. The Senate is ready to wind up debate on the second Panama Canal Treaty and vote on it tomorrow. A grandson of an Italian king kidnapped in West Germany, then released, and 3 suspected kidnappers arrested. India admits it lost a device in the mid-1960s that monitored nuclear radiation. The dollar a little stronger in Japan and Europe, and the gold a lot weaker. Around Seasholand this hour, a church fire in Mankato, a school fire in Little Canada. Floodwater recedes in the Red River Valley, 70 square miles of farmland underwater. And this half hour, Bob Thornburg starts a 5-part series on the Plaisted Expedition to the North Pole. Len Lawrence of the Boston Marathon, Dick Chapman with news, Ray Christensen with sports, and Rod Young of the IRS with a last-minute reminder as the tax deadline approaches at midnight.
I want to advise people to be just as careful in checking their returns over before they file them to make sure that all the arithmetic adds up and that they sign the returns as required and check the proper filing status and so that the return will not be delayed in processing and they won't have any further trouble with it.
Rod Young of the IRS. We'll talk with Bill Knight of the IRS in St. Paul this half hour. And now, Glenn Olson, you still have to make out your return. Oh, you got a refund already.
I haven't sent my state in yet. So, yeah, and it's obvious I have
All right.
I owe some money,
tonight,
so that's
tonight.
Why.
Yeah.
Wait till the last minute. No, I'll get it in about 2 hours.
Okay, buddy, let's have the weather. Income tax weather.
Well, let's look at the radar. First, for Des Moines, Iowa, very heavy thunderstorms and rain showers continued in western Iowa. The area extended from Storm Lake in the northwest to Moulton in the southeast. Heaviest storms are occurring in the vicinity of Creston. The movement was to the northeast at about 35 miles an hour with no increase in intensity during the past hour. Some readings around CCO land this morning. It's sunny in Alexandria, 38. 33 sunny in Duluth, 30 sunny in Hibbing, 32 and sunny at International Falls, sunny and 40 at Redwood Falls, sunshine 36 at Rochester, partly sunny 39 at St. Cloud, sunny 39 at Mankato. Both Brainerd and Midgie have cloudy skies with both 34. Fargo cloudy 42, Grand Forks sunny 39, Minot cloudy 44, Bismarck cloudy 43. Cloudy in Aberdeen, 43. Huron has rain showers right now with 38. Drizzling in Pier, 41. Rain showers at Sioux Falls, 37. Cloudy in Rapid City with 41. Sunny in Wausau, Eau Claire, and La Crosse with 32 degrees in Wausau, 35 in Eau Claire, and 38 in La Crosse. Sunny skies at Mason City now, 37. Now the weather, North Dakota, 50 to 55 today. Some showers forecast for the west near 40 tonight. Low 50s tomorrow and more rain. South Dakota, upper 40s to low 50s today. Windy, some showers and thunder showers. Tonight's lows, mid-30s to mid-40s. Some rain or snow showers southwest. Rain northeast into tomorrow. 40s tomorrow. For For Iowa, mid-40s to low-50s today. Some rain and a few thunderstorms southwest this morning. Moving northeast across the state today and tonight. Some heavy rain possible, especially in the south. 40s tonight, mid-40s to low-50s tomorrow. Windy and rainy. Wisconsin, highs 40s to 50s today. Sunny north and east. Chance of showers extreme southwest by tonight. Tonight's lows, low-30s to low-40s. Rain and thunderstorms southwest. Tomorrow's high with rain and thunderstorms likely. Mid-40s to low-50s. Minnesota, upper 40s to mid-50s today. Chance of rain and a few thunderstorms southwest. Rain over the state with some thunderstorms south tonight and tomorrow. Chance of rain with snow extreme northeast, 32 to 40 tonight. Mid-40s to low-50s tomorrow. Twin Cities in just a moment.
Western's the way to fly. Come join us in the sky.
On April 30th, Western begins the only nonstop service to Reno. And for 1 month only, subject to government approval, Western cuts round-trip fares to Reno 50%. Starting April 30th, fly nonstop to Reno at half price, only on Western.
We'll show you why Western is the only way to fly.
Twin Cities weather, increasing cloudiness today with a chance of rain and possibly a thunderstorm by late afternoon. Rain with a few thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow. High today will be 55. Low tonight, near 40. High tomorrow, near 50. Wind southeasterly at 15 to 25 miles an hour. Becoming easterly at 20 to 25 tonight. Chance of rain, 20% for today, 80% for tonight, 80% for tomorrow. Partly sunny now. Barometer's falling 3011. Wind southeast at 12. Humidity is 53%. Currently at 6 above Celsius and 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
The Prime Minister of India admits that a nuclear monitoring device was lost in the Himalayas in 1965, confirming a report in an American magazine. He says the device was lost during a mission carried out by the United States in India, but there has been no danger of radiation poisoning. A tornado hit southeast India yesterday, killing about 200 people, injuring 500. 30 earthquakes the last 2 days in Sicily. Many Sicilians have been spending the last 2 nights out under the stars. This is First News and Ideas. Dick Chapman, brought to you by First Minneapolis. A grandson of the late King Victor Emmanuel III of Italy was kidnapped early today in Kiel, West Germany. Then, an hour later, the prince was freed and the government said the kidnappers were arrested. In Italy, the Aldo Moro kidnap story continues to be a waiting game. No word from the government, no word from the kidnappers, who said they have sentenced the former Italian president to death. Japan and the United States start 4 days of Navy training in the Pacific today, southwest of the Izu Peninsula. Japan will use 5 destroyers, 2 subs and a supply vessel. The United States, an aircraft supplier, a cruiser, 3 destroyers and a supply ship. The travel itinerary for today, Secretary of State Vance in Rhodesia, President Carter due at the White House, and U.N. Secretary General Kurt Waldheim due in Lebanon to check up on the U.N. peacekeeping force.
I think the performance until now is good. In a relatively short time, we have dispatched a considerable peace force. Now we have about 2,500 men in the area, and within the next 2 weeks, the rest will arrive. If necessary, I shall, of course, ask the Security Council to increase the force.
The UN's Kurt Waldheim. Time now is 22 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Our Twin City temperature, 6 degrees Celsius, 45 Fahrenheit. Now, Bond Line, an inside report on trends and developments in the bond market from the First Minneapolis Bond Department.
Good morning, this is Lou Coffey. Prices of government securities traded sharply upward last week as news of the Carter administration's firm stand against an inflationary farm aid bill and a surprisingly small increase in the nation's money supply brightened the near-term outlook in the economic picture. Investors and analysts alike look for these developments not only to improve the inflation problem at home, but also aid in managing a rapidly growing balance of payment situation abroad. Tax-exempt securities remained relatively steady in most instances, but finished the week a little stronger than they began it. The newly established lower price levels attracted a large volume of buying interest, and speculation is that newer issues coming this week may be a bit more expensive. New issues coming this week include tax-exempt bonds from Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Kenosha and Onalaska, Wisconsin, and the state of Montana. If you have an interest in these issues, or if we can be of any assistance in your investments, call or visit the bond department when you're downtown, one of the many services of First Minneapolis.
Bond Line, every Monday morning, from the bond department of First Minneapolis. In 1948, this man was an Army general, supervised the airlift of supplies to West Berlin that cracked the Soviet blockade. He died last night. 80-year-old General Lucius Clay. General Clay was a great-grandnephew of Senator Henry Clay. He was also in charge of developing the interstate highway system, was chairman of Radio Free Europe, and was almost a Republican presidential nominee. The dollar is stronger this morning on money markets in Europe and in Japan. The price of gold has dropped $3.40 an ounce. Over the weekend, death in Squaw Valley, California. A cable popped off its roller and ripped through a tram car on a mountainside. 4 people killed, 30 in the car injured. Here's one of the survivors.
We took off, and within a few moments, an extremely high gust of wind hit. And our driver, our tram man, had a terrified look on his face. And I was standing 2 men from him. And I was standing next to the rail, and I must have grabbed something tight because I blacked out. Something hit me on the head. The man next to me flew out the door. I didn't know that until later, until after the fact. And the next thing I knew, we were on a jet. It felt like a giant toboggan ride.
Time was when the chic social event of the East was to raise money for the Black Panthers. Now it's Save Grand Central Station as a national landmark. Jackie Onassis was there yesterday, and so was the wife of the vice president, Joan Mondale.
I can't count the times that I caught the train to Grand Central. It was never a place just to arrive, just to catch a train. It was never just another intersection. It's a reminder of a time when travel was more special.
Joan Mondale. Howard?
The time is 20 minutes before 8. Our Twin City temperature is 6 Celsius. That's 43 Fahrenheit. The Internal Revenue Service says 10 million people will be lined up at post offices around the country today and tonight filing income tax returns. This is the last day to file without penalty, you know. Mailmen in St. Paul and Minneapolis will be lined up in front of the main post offices tonight so motorists can cruise by and drop off the returns. We have William Knight of Internal Revenue live on the line right now. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am, Howard.
What's the penalty for those who don't make tonight's deadline?
Well, there's a 5% penalty, 5% per month. There's also a 0.5% penalty and 6% interest. Those three items are the things a person would be facing if they have additional tax to pay and they're late in getting that return postmarked by midnight tonight.
Well, is there a penalty for those who don't make the deadline who have a refund coming?
No, there isn't. The interest and the penalties are based on the amount that you owe or the unpaid balance. If you're getting a refund, there's nothing to base the interest or penalties on, so in that case, you're more or less penalizing yourself by not getting it in and not getting your refund back.
What about extensions for those who can't make the deadline?
There is an automatic 2-month extension. And, Howard, one thing people kind of misunderstand about this is they think it's an extension to pay, and it really isn't. It is merely an extension of time to help people who have to get their records together and maybe don't have a deduction or a figure or something like this. But if you owe an additional amount of tax and you have not got all your records together, maybe for moving perhaps, you can use the automatic extension. Make a payment or estimate the payment as best you can and get it in. That way you'll avoid one of the penalties and the interest, of course, but then you'll have a 2-month period to finalize your return and to get it in. The caution I would urge people here is that it's not an extension to pay, merely an extension of time to help you get your records together.
Okay. How many Minnesotans do you think will miss the deadline?
Probably not very many. We have over 1 million returns in already. That figure is about 4 days old. I'll have more later, or updated figures later this morning. We're estimating about 1.1, between that and 1.2 million. So probably not very many, just some procrastinators. And we'll be open all day today to try and help people with their returns.
I hear highway noise in the background. Where are you?
I'm in Mendota Heights somewhere, I guess, watching the traffic go by here and talking to you.
Are you driving a carpool?
Yeah, we are.
Is it your neighbor lady, Linda Nielsen, huh?
Yeah, Linda and I carpool in, and we're just heading in right now. So if I'm a little bit late this morning, boss, you know why.
Does Mrs. Knight know this?
Oh, yes, very definitely.
Sure?
Linda and my wife are good friends, and her husband Jim and I are good friends also.
Oh, good. They sure know about it now.
Right.
Thanks a lot, William.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
William Knight of the Internal Revenue Service in St. Paul. It's 16 and a half till 8. Twin City temperature is 43 Fahrenheit.
Hi there. This is Glenn Olson for Klein Oldsmobile. And there are a few cases where smaller is better. That's right, such as your golf score or your waistline. When it comes to car dealers, bigger is definitely better. You see, the bigger the dealer, the higher the volume, and the higher the volume, the lower the price to the customer. The lower the price to the customer, the more customers, the higher the volume, and so it goes. Klein Oldsmobile is one of the biggest volume dealers in the Midwest. And because Klein Oldsmobile is a large volume new car dealer, it's become a large volume used car dealer, too. Klein Olds' huge used car inventory naturally attracts knowledgeable used car buyers. Volume used car sales means that your trade-in is actually worth more to Klein Oldsmobile. Worth more because your used car will sell quickly off the Klein Oldsmobile lot. Klein Oldsmobile likes to trade because it needs to trade, and it needs a constant supply of good used cars, well, like the one you're driving right now, for its thousands of customers. So if your trade-in is worth more at Klein Oldsmobile, and a volume sales allows them to charge less for your new Oldsmobile, well, what are you waiting for? Come on out to Klein Oldsmobile, the Twin Cities volume Olds dealer on 35W North and County Road C, just minutes from both downtowns.
It's 7:45. The temperature's 43 degrees. This is the day that all weekend joggers include in their daydreams, the day of the Boston Marathon. We have a report from Len Lawrence in Boston.
Some 4,700 men and women have signed up to run the grueling 26.2-mile course. The field takes off from the starting line in Hopkinton, Massachusetts at noon today. Moved this year because of the many people participating. The winner is expected to...